النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until he has spoken and act by his command. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly here talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. Now, when we look at the life of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, of course, it is a life full of struggle. It is a life full of trying to put forth, promote, and educate and nurture the Muslims on the different values and teachings, the ma'arif of Islam, and more specifically, the ma'arif of the pure Muhammadan Islam. So we find here that one of the companions of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam was speaking to him, and he had asked His Eminence in this conversation about the love for Allah. Now, of course, this is something that is very applicable to every single one of us, because we're all in one way or the other searching for the love of the Almighty Allah. Now, sometimes we actively know this, but sometimes we don't know this. But within our hearts, if we search and we look deep enough, the vacuum and this emptiness that we feel due to this modern day and this, you know, rat race that we're living in and this kind of incessant worldliness and materialism and consumerism, that emptiness that we feel can only be filled with the love for the Almighty Allah. So just as in this age we have such a situation with people, in that age and the age of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, it wasn't that much different. So this companion went forward and he asked Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam about the love for Allah. And so Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he said that, first and foremost, he says that I narrate from my fathers, meaning the 9th Imam and the 8th and the 7th and the 6th, all the way up to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And here Imam Al-Hadi says that I will relate to you what the Holy Prophet said, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, regarding the love for the Almighty Allah. And so His Eminence says that love Allah for the blessings that He gives you, and love me for the love of Allah, and love my household for my love. And so here, dear friends, we find that first and foremost, we need to kind of look at the various things that we have in our lives, look at the blessings that Allah has given us, and surely we'll start to realize that we have so much more than we need. We have so much more than we probably ever expected in our lives. And so this in itself, it increases this love for the one whom has given us all of these blessings. For surely it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the owner and the master and the king and the sovereign of all of creation and of everything, then surely it is He who has given us all of the blessings that we have. Now, this love for Allah that then is in our hearts, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam continues and tells his companion to love me, meaning the Holy Prophet, for that love of Allah. So meaning if you love Allah, then you would love those whom Allah loves. And in this situation, Allah loves the most is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so now you have the love of Allah in your heart, you have the love for the Messenger of Allah in your heart. And finally then the Holy Prophet says, love my household, my Ahlul Bayt, because of my love. And so again, we love the Ahlul Bayt, of course, because of their position and their status, but we also love the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ali loves them, and we love the Messenger of Allah because the Almighty Allah loves the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.